Trump announces fourth lethal strike on narco-terrorist vessel near Venezuela. By Bob Price on October 14, 2025. President Donald Trump announced the fourth U.S. military strike targeting narco-terrorist operations in the USUTHCOM region, confirming that a vessel linked to a designated terrorist organization was destroyed in international waters off the coast of Venezuela early Tuesday. The strike killed six suspected traffickers, marking a continued escalation in his administration's maritime counter-narcotics campaign. The U.S. Department of War carried standing orders from the commander-in-chief and destroyed a boat off the coast of Venezuela in international waters. The strike killed six male narco-terrorists aboard the vessel, President Trump posted on TruthSocial.com. Under my standing authorities as commander-in-chief, this morning, the Secretary of War ordered a lethal kinetic strike on a vessel affiliated with a designated terrorist organization, DTO, conducting narco-trafficking in the USUTHCOM area of responsibility, just off the coast of Venezuela, Trump wrote. Intelligence confirmed the vessel was trafficking narcotics, was associated with illicit narco-terrorist networks, and was transiting along a known DTO route. The president emphasized that the strike happened in international waters and no U.S. service members were harmed during the attack. Thank you for your attention to this matter, the president concluded. Earlier this month, Breitbart reported on a third such kinetic strike on a narco-terrorist boat ordered by the president. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth announced the attack on the Venezuelan terrorist's drug-smuggling boat loaded with narcotics. The secretary said at the time, "Our intelligence, without a doubt, confirmed that this vessel was trafficking narcotics. The people on board were narco-terrorists, and they were operating on a known narco-trafficking transit route. These strikes will continue until the attacks on the American people are over." Breitbart Texas reported in September on three previous strikes by U.S. armed forces against narco-terrorists transporting narcotics from Venezuela to the United States. At that time, President Trump warned the Venezuelan drug smuggler, writing, "We are hunting you." In February, the U.S. Department of State designated Tren de Aragua as a foreign terrorist organization, Breitbart Texas's Ildefonso Ortiz reported. A few months later, in July, the State Department declared that Nicolas Maduro is not the president of Venezuela. Instead, Rubio says Maduro is the head of a narco-terrorist cartel that has taken possession of the country. On August 8, Breitbart reported that President Trump signed an order authorizing the use of military force against certain Latin American drug cartels. That order followed the U.S. government's designation of Venezuela's cartel the Lost Souls as a terrorist group. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the criminal organization is allegedly led by Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and several key figures within the country's military and government. True to his words, the president's use of U.S. military force against drug cartels continues. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.